This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The 72nd Governor of the Commonwealth, Charlie Baker, is promising to challenge the status quo while immediately tackling a thorny issue, the state budget deficit. And on his first day in office, Baker, a Republican, managed to find a lot of common ground with the Democrats who control the legislature on Beacon Hill. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the opening moments of the Baker administration.
It was so cold, you could see Charlie Baker's breath as he stepped out of the car for the inauguration. He wasn't wearing gloves, but still, he shook hands with supporters in the frigid cold before walking up the main statehouse steps. Baker was welcomed with a 19-gun salute, and as he walked through the Capitol, supporters cheered and took cell phone photos. Baker made his way into the House chamber, where he put his left hand on a family Bible as his wife Lauren stood beside him.
I,
Charles Baker,
do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
The change of power in Massachusetts politics was clear. Sitting in the front were well-known Republicans, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. But in his inaugural speech, Baker seemed eager to strike a tone of cooperation. After all, he was speaking to a legislature that's overwhelmingly Democrat.
We must have courage to set partisanship aside and embrace the best ideas and solutions, no matter which side of the aisle they come from.
The Republican governor went out of his way to heap praise on two Democrats, John F. Kennedy and former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. And Baker talked about communities of color.
The tragic events in Ferguson and New York speak loudly. And their message is a simple one. When people lose hope, bad things happen.
Baker said he wants every community in the Commonwealth to feel hopeful about the future. He also offered some hints about his immediate policy priorities.
I believe our actions will be heard in many ways, but the loudest of these actions will initially be in dealing with an immediate budget deficit, building a job-creating economy everywhere in Massachusetts, closing the achievement gap in education, confronting opiate addiction, and revitalizing our urban centers.
That message resonated with the new Senate leader, Stan Rosenberg, who said Baker sounded like a governor ready to get to work with a Democratic legislature.
We're going to find a lot of common ground based on that speech. There's a lot of things we can work on together, a lot of agreement.
One of the first things they'll need to work on together is the budget, which Baker noted is a problem he's inheriting.
History will record that a budget deficit exceeding $500 million is being transferred to our administration. If we're honest with ourselves, we can't blame this deficit on a lack of revenue. We have to recognize that this is a spending problem.
A heckler shouted, "Blame it on the former governor." Baker did not react, but insisted he will not raise taxes or cut local aid to balance the budget. Everything else is fair game. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.